Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Still incest, whichever way you look at it. So, no, you don't have my blessing. And to be honest, you probably never will with that. We live, man?
Yep.
Welcome to episode number 10. We're a quarter of the way through. We did it.
Digits.
Don't I make That's episode laugh. Number 90, that means.
Holy moly.
Shit, man.
Holy guacamole, Matthew Brown.
Holy shit.
Matthew Brown?
Fuck me. We had a fucking... I went on holidays last week. Oh, just quick recap of that. Pretty good. Pretty relaxing. House is a bit creepy, though. Let me tell you, some weird shit happened, man.
You had a bat in your house.
I was sleeping in one of the fucking bedrooms. This is just one of the many weird things that happened. And I fucking opened my eyes. It's nighttime. And the room is dark, but the door is open, so there's light coming in. Open my eyes, and there's what I thought initially was a massive moth just circling in the room. And then I sort of sit up and I'm like, oh my God, it's a fucking bat.
Oh, what?
And the only way it could have gotten in is through a small little window to my left. So I must have crawled in and then just started flying around. So I just grabbed... Bosley hadn't seen it either. So I grabbed Bosley and fucking threw him out and then just slammed the door shut and then just let the fucking... Let the bat in there.
So that's the room gone for the weekend.
Well, you didn't go back to it.
No way.
He just let... That room's out of bounds now.
Yeah, but we told the Airbnb woman, we're like, oh, there's a bat in your room. She's like, oh, I'll just leave it.
If that happens, you fix it.
Yeah. You're but like, there's lots house. Of bedrooms. We didn't really need it. Also, I'd real late at night, like going to sleep, I'd hear words.
What
just,
word?
Just one word. I forget what the words were. It didn't really make any sense. It wasn't a creepy word or anything. It was just, I would just hear a word. And I thought it was just me like half asleep. Like in a half a dream.
Sleep paralysis.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You know what to do. You want me to do it? Do
I
you
trust
want...
you.
Okay.
Do not touch it.
Okay. Quickly get your fucking pants down.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have to insert. We're going to have to insert for it to make sounds. It's fucked. I actually did brush at the end then.
No, we need to wait.
Oh.
For the mother lord fart, and then it'll work, okay?
Dude,
I haven't had any big ones yet.
I'm 100% certain it's not going to work, but I'm glad they're back at least.
Yeah, I've taken Michael's advice. I've started just saving them up, and yeah, it does work, okay?
You can
so a few hours
them.
Before the podcast, I just clench everything in. Very uncomfortable.
Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm very happy. Very yeah. happy.
Question, will we get a better traction on the recorder if you put your fingers over the holes? Will we get more of a sound?
No.
Okay.
Why is your fart makes more air than that?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying it. But look, you have to get the angle. What, like it's, if you're off...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, even a whistle
so
would be nice.
See? It's Michael's fault. It's
yeah, it's 100%.
Okay, I'll start rotating more.
Yeah, just slowly. But I've got to find the right level. I've got to release. I've got to get in the zone for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least they're back.
Yeah. So anyway, had a few days off. Very relaxing with the old bloody missus and stepdaughter. So it was nice. And fucking here we are. Here we are, episode number 10.
I fell over.
Matt fucked himself and doing the thing that he's the worst at in life.
Well, it was putt-putt and I was doing okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I was trying to make everyone laugh by running silly.
I can't believe he didn't film it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Can you describe it to
me? It wasn't that epic.
Oh, okay.
I've had much worse, but a fool's always good.
Shut up! Shut your mouth! You fucking pig! No!
I hate touching this thing. Did that hurt?
Yeah, man. It's just like... Oh, man. It's hard on the old heart.
Yeah. Fuck. Delayed with trying to move the mic to your
mouth. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to the movements involved anymore.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, it's from the strawberries.
Not used to the movements anymore. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Matt fucked himself.
Yeah. It was good, though. It's always good if someone falls over.
Everyone had a good laugh at it.
Like, yeah, I'm glad it happened. I wish it was a little bit more gnarly.
It was in front of the entire Victoria Park restaurant.
I was just screaming at him, freak. You fucking loser. And all the families looked.
It's always fun.
Whenever you see someone fuck up or fall over, point at them and scream freak as loud as you can. And it's very funny. People will join in sometimes.
Especially if it's like someone with an actual disability or something.
I guess, you don't want to be like too biased to just normal people.
Yeah, exactly. You want to treat everyone equally.
Equal, yeah.
Free!
All right.
This podcast is brought to you, and our first sponsor is Manscaped. All right. Now, if you want 20% off all of their product, all you got to do is go to manscaped.com, use the discount code FULLYACTUAL, and you get 20% off. There, done. Have it. That's a gift from us to you. If you spend $100, you get $20 off.
So we're pretty much giving you guys money.
Yeah. So say thank you. And also go and buy some shit from Manscaped if you need it. So if you need some shit right now, you may as well go to Manscaped right now, buy it. It comes really quickly in the mail. Michael's just used their razor again. Look how effective that is. Every week he does it. And there's just, look how, there's just so much hair still because it's so effective. Real safe for the balls.
It's on the cum.
Oh,
I got the pubes on the cum.
That is a sentence I never wanted to hear in my life. The pubes are on the cum. Someone sent us cum last week. Anyway, let's not interrupt this sponsor with cum on the table. So they got heaps of cool shit. Go check them out, manscaped.com. And fucking, it's good quality shit. We use it now, all right? So
I've been
fucking
using it.
Yeah, look, he reuses the crop mops.
You gotta fucking save. It's all about recycling, man. Greenhouse gas emissions and shit.
And our second sponsor, of course. Hang on. Something's happening.
Oh, I've got
everyone hold still. Everyone fucking hold still right now.
I got the mic.
No, I'm about to shit.
I saw a bubble, a weird speck of skin pop out then.
This is what happens when you save it up. It's all fucking weird.
It's better than nothing.
It doesn't come out smooth.
It's better than nothing.
There's gaps.
That's right. If you get a little build up.
There's gaps in my gut.
Hold it a bit longer and later in the podcast.
There's gaps in my gut.
It felt like it was going to be massive then. Anyway, we're fucking this sponsor shit up. So second sponsor, of course, is the University of Markle, our subscription website. We've introduced some tiered payment options to it. No, I don't even know if I should mention that. We haven't really released that yet. Leave this in, Connor, because we are going to be introducing tiered payment. It's already available to some people. Like, you can pay a bit extra. And we'll follow you on Instagram and all sorts of shit.
Where'd that go?
Plus,
weekly
vlogs from our weeks. Okay, boys, just let me get through this.
Sorry.
You're distracting. Go and have a look, okay? Link's in the fucking description. 21 days free. God.
It's fucking important to do.
It supports this
podcast. The reason why I threw that at you, Matt, is because I'm sure you have not signed up yet.
How do you know?
Because I've got premonitions.
Oh, yeah?
Just like last week, the premonition about your fucking parents.
Did you check the sign-up list?
No. Yes! You're not on it.
Yeah, I do have the sign-up list. Okay. And I did not see your email.
Oh, well.
Or your fax.
What fax?
Take that hat off and sit in my house.
I want to suck on your head, bitch. I want to suck on your little bald head. Can I?
No.
Can we do something? I shaved it recently.
I don't want you to suck on it.
Yeah, just get, wipe it off with a towel.
What do you mean suck on it?
I don't know. I want to see if it.
Yeah, like give
you
your head.
You can play with
head.
It with your hands.
Put my wide mouth on it.
Imagine giving a head a head.
And just sucking.
But just don't be too weird.
Oh, wow.
How offensive.
Why does he get touch and I don't?
Because I can control myself, you fucking coward.
Oh, yes.
Fuck!
Yes.
Fuck! Oh, it just came out when I said... No, it just came out when I yelled, fuck, I farted.
It's
fucking difficult. I just
when he yelled out fuck, he farted.
The fuck scream pushed it out of
the
me.
The fuck made him fart.
Oh my god, that's so
just
lovely.
Just save a couple urges for like 10 pretty, minutes.
That was it was oh interesting god. Sucking a bald skull.
Yeah, wow. Was
bald.
It salty?
There's hair there.
Yeah, there's some fluff.
There's some there's still hair.
Bits and pieces.
Speaking of fluff, on this day, Matt Brown has written an on this day. Haven't ya?
Yeah.
And how'd you go, mate? Did you go all right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get in on that, eh? On this day in 1987, ninjas raped Paul Rudd.
Who's Paul Rudd?
Ant-Man.
Never heard of him.
He vowed to never look any older than he did on that fateful day and still looks exactly like he did the day he was raped.
Wow, so
he marries Phoebe at the end of Friends.
No, fuck! I don't.
Anchorman.
Watch that.
He's on Anchorman. Yeah, Anchorman. He's the fucking.
Oh,
he's the guy who has the
yeah,
perfume
yeah, yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, that means that if before a rape and after a rape, you remain the same looking.
If you want to, he just decided that he wasn't going to age.
You have a choice.
Everyone, shut your fucking mouth!
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is what happens. This is what happens.
Oh, dude, it feels like it's coming on me.
This is killing me.
It's impossible.
This is killing me.
I realized the fart stream is not as strong as
hobbly.
Blowing like a fucking
no,
air
just,
out of your mouth.
I can... Fuck, oh. Man. I need the right type.
We need to get a better machine.
Machine reset ticket. On this day in 1999, Britney Spears got a job as the queen of an ant colony. She would let the male ants fuck her senseless and would vomit up billions of eggs at once. She quit when a lawnmower went over her nest and killed 20% of her colony's population. She couldn't handle the emotional strain of losing millions of children and never really recovered. I guess that explains it.
How the fuck do you have sex with ants?
I don't know. Do I look like an ant, man?
Imagine
six legs.
Oh.
No, I guess they just crawl in her and then just spray sperm up it.
Dude, imagine getting a tube, putting it up your ass, then getting fire ants to go up this tube into your colon.
Letting them live there. The queen.
Dude.
A queen fire ant.
Maybe imagine if next experiment, can humans become ants' nests?
And then you just sit in here like this and an ant crawls out of your mouth. Back in. Then you'd be eating for a whole colony, cunt.
Imagine the pain of getting bitten on the
inside. I don't think you'd feel internal.
Oh, fuck
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you would. I don't know
like
if they could live.
Burning hemorrhoids.
I don't know if they could live. On this day in 2005, David Hasselhoff didn't eject his USB from his laptop correctly and as a result lost hundreds of personal videos and photos. He has since started the charity Eject Correct and looks to raise awareness on how to properly eject USBs. The charity is yet to receive any donations.
Wow. Well, it sounds nice. Like, I like how it sort of
I do get that
rhyme.
Scared.
I get that fear too, man. But I haven't had nothing get deleted yet. But
you could even, like, have erect in there. Eject, erect.
Yeah, I guess if you want to make it sexual and not charity based.
Oh, yeah. True.
All right, the last on this day. On this day in 2015, diary entry.
Oh, he's...
Aww.
They always slip in somehow.
Number 1,214.
Is somebody giving you this?
From Matthew Gregory Brown. Watching her laugh with him made my throat close up with rage. How had he bested me? Did she not notice me staring at her all night? She's meant to be laughing with me. I follow them out of the club, and I don't really know why. To watch, I think. I keep my distance, but don't let them out of my sight as they start walking home. We round the corner down a dark alleyway and my stride becomes purposeful. As I gain ground, my little brown awakens. I'm within arm's length when they hear me. They turn and ask me what I'm doing, and I freeze and stutter. They both laugh and I hear her call me a freak as they walk off. I will remember her face, and my little brown will remember her smell. I have a feeling we will meet again one day. I smile and walk home, where I massage my little brown until I brown.
The freak! It's so good! That's a classic freak call.
That's fun.
It never fails.
Fucking hell, man. That
call
is
me a freak.
Anyone new? What, imagine a new person just tuning into this part of the podcast. They think that three autistic cunts just threw some equipment together and have podcasts.
my head hurts. Ow.
Anyway, that's the end of On This Days and an insight directly into Matthew Gregory Brown's personality.
Brown.
My little brown awakened.
Freak!
All right, let's hear some fucking questions, you fucking dog cunt. Excuse us while we go live on Instagram, everyone.
What the fuck?
He's all fucking weird and chopped up. There's gas guts in me guts. There's gas guts in me guts. It's all fucked up and chopped.
His fart.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Art and fart together.
Art was invented through fart.
All right, question time. You guys ready?
You wish.
Why is that?
First question is from Lake MacBogan. What is your favorite style of kissing? Demonstration with your hand, if you can.
Like
1 out of 5.
Like fucking not too much tongue, but not no tongue, just a little bit of tongue.
Well, if you're drunk, tongue goes. But if you're sober,
tongue
lip suckers.
Tongue mows.
Lip suckers are good. Tongue when you're sober, morning kisses.
Sometimes trying to push your tongue all the way down the throat of the other person can be fun. If you guys trust each other and like maybe you're related.
What about just sucking on the end of the jaw just a little bit?
Yeah, or the chin.
Yeah.
Nibbling in the chin.
There was a girl in high school that would be like this. She'd just shove her tongue in.
Who?
She'd just fucking, you know her.
Name her.
No, I'm not naming her.
Ha!
But like it would literally just be a 360 rotation. Just going around.
You know the little joint?
And that's it. No lips.
You know little joint and thing like under your tongue?
Yeah. Bite that off.
Yeah, my first ever girlfriend, we were like making out and she accidentally sucked on my tongue a little bit too hard and got caught in my teeth and it just tore it. It was like a...
What, yours?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it just popped and went and just... It repaired.
He doesn't know you don't have it anymore.
It grew back.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
It grew back.
Sums up. That's scary for me. I'm scared.
Yeah, I can feel them all in me guts.
They're in the gaps.
Yeah, there's so much air. There's fart here. Air, fart,
So it's all fucking jumbled about, cunt.
Air is fart.
Nah, air, fart, air, air.
There's fart air and there's air air. There's fart air and there's air air.
We are ruining our careers with this stunt.
Dude, it's not, it's impossible. I'm going to stop.
It is not impossible.
You have to shove it in. Has to go in. Oh.
Oi! No!
Next question, Steel.
It's from Lottie. What has been your weirdest fan encounter?
What's the weirdest? Well, I guess people sending us cum and shit's pretty weird. But people we've met face to face, sometimes there's just the lingerers.
That when you're at bars.
No, not even just bars, just anywhere. Yeah. Where they'll walk up to you, ask for a photo. That's all fine. Love that. And then they sort of hang around. And then like, oh, can I be in videos? Like ask us if they can be in the videos or if we can introduce them to Shami or Jackson or if... Yeah, and then they just sort of like follow you around for a while.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to drink with you a lot as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had fucking Bucks Party approached me the other day. Like, come with us. I was like, no, I just want to play golf.
I'm playing golf. next question is from Dylan Pemberton. Hey, dogs. Do you guys watch Married at First Sight? If so, tell us what you think of it. I think Marty should go on it. I mean, sorry, I think Michael should go on it.
It's funny you mentioned that. Even 2 years ago, one of the producers contacted me to get me asking me to go on Maths, and I said no because you know we wouldn't be able to film for 8 weeks, and because you sort of get pigeonholed as like a Maths person.
They yeah. take over your Instagram, don't they?
Yeah, and but yeah, we do watch it. We do watch it, and we fucking look. I know everyone's like, "Yeah, reality TV, it's so disgusting." You're right. It is. It's so fucking fucked that it's like I love watching cringe compilations. I like watching really shit, cringy shit. So I love watching Maths because it's just like, it's just fucking good shit.
I don't watch much reality TV, but I do have a soft spot for Maths just because it's so interesting seeing two people thrown in to a married lifestyle.
And obviously it's a bit scripted too.
Yeah.
It's fake.
God, dude. If you want to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, just watch.
Yeah, it's like, if you see two people arguing on the streets as you're walking by, you want to listen. You want to stop and watch. That's what Maths is. All right? It's, you're allowed to watch people argue. It's fun.
Oh, you mean it's like watching your neighbors argue so you peep out the window?
Exactly. You do that?
Okay.
That's what Maths is. Everyone who's like, oh, this junk, blah, 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 blah. Fuck off. As if you wouldn't listen to your neighbors argue if you had the chance.
Or have sex.
Yes.
They do have an up late Maths.
No, they do not.
Yeah, I lied about that.
remember
Big Brother up late?
Yeah, it was just them showering.
I remember being a kid just going, oh, yeah, here we go. Big Brother uncut time.
Dicks and tits.
Yeah, and then same with up late. You'd get lucky sometimes.
Oh, yeah. We'd watch it all. We'd spend hours just watching fucking unedited live.
I remember we'd rock up at school and like, dude, I'm so tired. Did you watch it? Yeah. And we're up to like 3 every night. Watching
and then getting
fucking
up
Big Brother up late.
Fucking 5 to play tennis every fucking morning,
dude,
cunt.
It was rough. You always regret.
Don't! I will have it soon.
Next question.
Next question is from Sam Warner. How did the clang, clang, clang cliches.
I've thought about it. It's just gibberish that comes to me and I just keep saying words over and over until they start saying it.
My memory is you going, it's over there in the clang, clang.
Yeah. But I think it fully originated from there's a song and it goes chang chang chang. Chang. So I've just copied that and taken the H out and added an L.
And then autistic tendencies come in as well and it's just repeated and changed and variations of it are bred until it's the only noise you can hear.
Sometimes I'll figure out a word and it's like, oh, that's the only word I say that day. Yeah. Ask him. Like, that's all I say to him.
Yeah, most podcasts says we get a new word or song.
Yeah, and like...
I don't know what that is. I don't think anyone else ever does that.
I got fucking tested for autism and I'm clean.
Yeah.
I don't think you're really clean. I'm not on the spectrum.
How do they test you for that?
I don't know. You do like this interview. They ask you heaps of questions. And then like they talk about like your social skills. I was like, fuck, my social skills are fine if I turn them on. I just can't be bothered turning them on most of the time.
So it's selective autism, I think.
Yeah. It's fully, I choose to be like that.
Next question.
It's from Jared. Have you ever had trouble with neighbors from making videos or podcasts?
Yes, of course. Many.
Next question is from Ellen
Should we tell them?
Remember, we had a neighbor tried to stab me.
This is in previous, previous podcasts.
We've spoken about this before.
New listeners, you probably haven't heard this story unless you've listened to all the podcasts. We pissed the neighbor off so much that he fucking got right up in my face and pulled the handle of a tool out like he was going to stab me. And then we had to call the cops.
And he banged on the doors a few times.
And kept doing this, like that.
Did he really?
Yeah, remember he did that once.
Yeah, look. Yeah, I remember that. And we had fucking Hercules. Hercules was 10 times worse than him.
Yeah.
You can pull a knife on my friend, but if you have a dog and you don't train that dog, that's far worse.
But then there's the lady on the other side. There's Hercules is on one side and there's a lady on the other, and then the Pow Pow guy was down the further. The lady right next door would have heard everything.
I think they were all right.
She never once came next door and said anything.
We never really made eye contact or looked never.
But I could hear her walking up the stairs.
I know.
And for years, for years, for years we lived there. For years. For years. For years.
Yeah. Like, I remember when Jackson moved in, it was just screams constantly all and, through the
and
night.
And like, not good screams either. Like, some very offensive things were said.
Yeah, like, it would have just been, can you fucking stop? Anyway, now it's great. Everyone around here is awesome. Thank you, all my new neighbors. We've got these guys just across in their little farm. They've been great. We always wave. We've got our rad family behind us.
Good point.
I think you've said you've spoken to before.
You got the horse. Remember Bosley met the horse?
Yep. Pretty girl who rides the horse. Come over again. Say hello.
Do you know what I mean?
Next question's a good one.
Okay.
It's from Matt Sheehan. For season 4, if I were to send you Legends 40 wigs, would Marty wear a new one each episode? And Matt Brown and Marty, any ideas what ringworm Michael could wear?
A dress? 40 different dresses Michael could wear?
That's so expensive. Wigs is even expensive. If he does that, that is dedication. Thank you. We need more wigs. We've just run out and I've forgot to buy more. If he wants to do that, dude, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, 40 wigs.
Things for me.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Okay, please still do it. He'll change
it out. Oh, look at that.
We've
little
got
thing
some rad packages today as well.
Came out of here.
Next question is from...
Yeah, Matt, keep going.
Sorry, that's just...
You ruined it. That's going to block the sound.
Yeah, it's broken.
That's going to make it more.
Whistle. Oh.
Next question is from Alex Burns. Matt, why do you have to play hard to get? Just give us a peek already.
Agreed. I guess today he let you suck his head.
Yeah, he gave they head want to nips. Head. It's not happening.
What about
tits?
Can I give you a... Oh, can I stick my tongue in your ear?
You get just, nothing.
Can we push your pecs together and lick the crack?
No.
Come on, man.
Question for the podcast is from Tala Ahmad. Shami's starting a new podcast soon, which will be based from his new house. Have you guys thought about collaborating with Shami like on a joint podcast together?
Yeah, of course. Once he starts his, we'll fucking... We're meant to have Shami over here so many times, but we just can never work it out because we film in the middle of the week our podcast and he's real busy during the middle of the week and he lives at the Gold Coast, South Lakes.
It's such a sick house. It's huge.
It's massive.
Yeah, hopefully one day we can have a house like that.
Well, stop fucking breaking the machine.
Of course we'll collaborate with Shami.
All right, I'll ask two more because we've spent a fair bit of time today. but we will answer everyone's questions. I've got them all.
Keep asking, remember. And everyone, if you want to support us or you want certain questions answered, go through, like and comment the YouTube video and like the comments, the questions that you want us to answer.
The more likes on a question, the
ranking.
More likely we're going to answer.
The ranking system.
There is a backlog, but we'll
get
there.
I'm not even going to bother. Just make sure you concentrate on sound. Yeah, you are like bent and broken a bit. Like someone's dinted you.
You see? You see, you don't someone mess with the machine.
The fart machine.
Second last question is from Kyle, number one, I think, or L. What other scary series have you in mind now that sports is scientifically researched?
We're going to do a Marty vs. Michael series. Yes. And a What Hurts More series. Okay. I don't know if we'll be able to do that one for social media, though, What Hurts More, because we'll be in a lot of pain.
Actually, Connor, cut that. That's not a question.
Read it anyway. I want to see. What does it mean?
Oh, sorry. He's asking if you just give Michael a little tickle.
Nah, I feel like being touched.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize. No, right. I thought it was a question.
No, yeah, okay, we can do that one.
On my hand, you can tickle my hand.
Okay, a little tickle, 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 yeah, all the way down the arm. Tickle, no! Tickle, tickle. Little flea. flea.
I am a broken man.
I thought that one might have worked.
I am a broken man. My guts are gut.
My guts are gut. My guts are gut. All right, next fucking segment.
Oh
shit, I keep forgetting this is your house. Let me begin by apologizing.
That's an apology.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're fucking 30-year-old men, cunt. You're a fucking 34-year-old man, cunt. And you're fucking sitting here watching another grown man fart into a microphone, cunt.
No, a machine. All right, what's the next segment?
Thanks. All right, we've been sent heaps of shit in the P.O. box, heaps of shit. So I think it's just all arrived at once. So we're going to fucking open 3 gifts from the P.O. box, but we've literally got like another 10 over there. Anyway, we're going to start with this one. We thought it was funny because it says Marty and Michael, a.k.a. Slaves.
Slaves.
Very interesting. Let's hope it's another vial of cum, hey? Arnold Fine, fucking around pigs and licensed. Flicking around pigs and licensed.
Oh my god!
That is a great idea.
Who is that from?
That is a fucking cool fucking present. Come.
This is from
Arnold Fine, flicking around pigs and licensed.
Just a legend, he's fucking.
And licensed? What does that mean? Oh, that means like he has his license to sell pigs. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Let me put this right here, you fucking see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it? Good.
Yeah.
Next fucking present, cunt.
Yes.
That was a really good, that's a great
gift.
That
is good.
These are just all presents. We just love getting presents every week.
It's like being a kid again.
Maybe everyone's Christmas stuff came through.
Like, oh shit, here we go, baby boys. Here we go. A gift from George Tapper. With COVID, it's been rough getting out to the pastures, eh, cunt? Maybe Michael should try this cheeky number on and help out a brother. Maybe waggle the tail or some shit. From George Tapper.
I am a broken man. That's not bad. I love the different variations.
You probably got a record in that.
No, this is broken. The machine's broken. You need to do it or it's not going to work.
So much blurring for Connor to do. I apologize, Connor. Question for the podcast. Marty, bit of porn eye there. You from the book. You may have had your cow horizons broadened. Once Michael is dressed up, which cow are you imagining him to be right now? All right. Oh, so Georgia sent us a beautiful cow's book.
Holy shit.
And he sent us these cow ears and cow tail for Michael to wear so that we can do some sexual role play later on.
There you have it.
And, oh, this is great. This is very good. This is very good. It's just a book of cows.
How many different cows are
there? Heaps, man. Hundreds. Look at all the different cows. On YouTube, you can see that? I'll see all the different cows, man. Oh, that's a very good one. I like the contrast there. I'd love to fucking shove that straight through the guts, through the white and the black.
Yeah.
Both. Through the white and the black. Fuck it. Fuck its guts through the two colors. Combine them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's beautiful. That's fucking lovely. That is absolutely lovely. Now we have one more PO box open. It's a fucking monster. All right. What do we have here? I'll read the letter first. Found a twin of all four of you lovely cunts. Thought that would look good on your podcast. Love the Wallace family. Jono Jaws Wallace. Yep, he's a fucking legend. All right, let's see what he's got. For Marty. He's for Matt Brown. You got this?
Yeah!
Michael. Well, explain what you found, Michael.
I found a fragile bear that's got a tennis ball hit into his face.
Like a little figurine Michael's got. So that's Michael's. I've got a... oh, wow. Yeah, this is very me.
Wow.
I've got a little bear on the disco dance floor dancing with his pants down.
Mine is fucking disgusting. Look at that. That is fucked up.
What's Matt's?
I've got a crazy golfer.
He fucking sucks a golf.
So cool.
Yeah, fucking Johnny, you've done it again, mate. You've fucking done it again. Let's see what Yulia got and maybe break it.
It stands up and everything.
Oh, are you taking him out of the box?
Yeah, of course.
Well, my box is different. It was just in a...
Oh, really? Oh, right. Mine came in...
So, Julian's is a little bear that's smoking a joint. And it's, yeah, it looks like a little fucking...
That's fucking
looks
Julian
like a little fucking
sure.
drug dealer. Yeah, so that's perfect.
Little Eshe.
Yeah, that's us. Holy shit. This is the fully actual podcast in bear form.
All right, well, they'll be set up next week.
So they'll be out for sale on the website tomorrow.
Wow, yours is rad.
Yeah, mine's the best one. All right, which brings us to our next segment. Ach du lieber, Deutsch, Deutsch, Deutsch. Ach du lieber, Deutsch, Deutsch, Deutsch. Oh. And this is a segment where I just casually read really common German phrases as if I'm speaking to a fellow German. I've really lost a lot of my speaking abilities. 30-year-old man. I was 3 years old when we left. Wasn't I? Eh? A little German boy. And here I am, 28 years later, being laughed at for where I was born. Anyway, nicht von Schletchen. Fuck me, this is a tongue twister. Schletch. I can't, my tongue won't work anymore.
You're finally losing it, dude.
Man, I'm fucking Schletchen. I can say it. Nicht von Schletchen. Like, what can I say in a sentence?
You're getting cured.
Schlechten. Schlechten. Means bad. Nicht von schlech. Schlechten. Schlechten.
How can you say Eltern. Any of those words?
Nicht von schlechten Eltern. There, I said it. Nicht von schlechten Eltern. Nicht von schlechten Eltern. Nicht von schlechten Eltern. Nicht von schlechten
That is a tough one. It's a little tongue twister.
What does it mean, I'm bad?
It means not from bad parents, which means not bad. Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd. Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd. Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd. Tritt ein Pferd. Pferd. Ich glaub, mich... Ich tritt ein Pferd. Ich glaub... Tritt ein Pferd. Which means...
Broken record.
Which means, I believe me kicks a horse. Which means, I'll be blowed.
What?
Which means, it's like mind-blowing.
I can't be fucked?
No, it's like mind-blowing. It's like, wow, man. Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd. Was ist denn das? Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd. Ich glaub, mich tritt ein Pferd.
Can you say that next time? You mind blow?
Oh, fuck. That was fucked.
Das ist Schnee von gestern! Ach, das ist Schnee von gestern! Das ist Schnee von gestern!
Schnee. Schnee.
Whoa. Which means... That is snow from yesterday, which means, like, forget about it, man.
Das ist Schnee von gestern.
About snow?
It's gone. It's done. Don't worry about it, man.
Das ist Schnee von gestern.
Don't worry about it. Just enjoy your time here and just remember.
Das ist Schnee von gestern.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, I feel better. I feel better. That was fucked. It's like, German's like therapy.
I guess if you find the language very funny, yeah, it can be like therapy.
It's like ketamine.
But again, it's just, right. It's just how people who are born in one certain part of the world, it's just how they talk. So, kind of like pretty offensive.
Whoa.
Both of you.
Oh, fuck. That was a good time. Thank you, Germany, for that.
Hey, that's it's not what the language is designed for, to be laughed at, but I guess if it's making you happy.
Yeah, dude, that was... They fucking did some good shit there.
That's just...
Great comedy.
Schnee.
All right.
Von gestern.
Now we've got a next segment. We haven't done this one for a couple of weeks.
Hey, give me that fucking vape. I want to smash some shit down my fucking throat, cunt. Matt, what? I'm going to blow what? This in your direction.
Yes. This Matt Schneetel.
Ach, das ist Schnee von gestern. Stick them. Das ist, these packs, we will be selling them soon on our Marty and Michael _MM Instagram account, so get ready for that.
Fuck, they're good.
Yeah, these are such good vapes for anything. Not just, you can use it for weed, tobacco. You can even put oil in this. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had a look through the instructions. There's a little hot plate you can put the drop on. Slide it back in. And then you can turn it on and smoke it. I have something to announce.
And that's also German.
For gap. Man, so much fucking... It's like fucking 6 weeks of gas is just smashing through me fucking...
You've been saving it for 6 weeks.
And it doesn't work like that.
You're not meant to...
Everyone's been spoiled. Too much.
Oh, fuck. Okay, back to the real world. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, I'm crying. Okay. So this is fucked stories from what you guys send in.
So fucked stories and paranormal stories, or just fucked stories?
It's a mixture, but it's normally just fucked stories.
I saw a cool a suggestion on the latest comments section. I just remembered. He suggested we start an advice segment.
Oh yeah, I've got that saved as well.
Yeah, that would be good. If you guys want some advice on some shit, fuck it, let's try it out next week. Brand new segment, man. We're coming up with segments.
We need to write something, put it here so we remember.
We need to, oh, hey, oh, we need to write
a piece of paper.
No, I've got the run sheet, so I'll put it on the run sheet of all the segments we do.
You remember that?
Yeah. Have you
do it now if
you
can.
Have you not seen it? God, let's share you guys this shit. Yeah, it's like a run sheet of like everything. I'll show you later.
You're being full documents, dude.
But yeah, I can make that segment happen.
So leave some comments if you want us to give you some advice about some things. And to be honest, I feel like we are well equipped to give some very good advice. The things we've seen, like
All right, first ringworm is from, we don't do names, it's secret.
Okay.
Crimes. Me and my friends broke into our sports complex at my school and stole the keys to the lights. Turned on the lights and every night for a month, causing the school upwards of $10,000. I still have the keys. That is like a vendetta against your school.
That is good. I like that. That's sneaky. Just wasting their money.
All right, this one is from Anonymous. Okay, when I was a teenager, I used to have a really bad stealing habit. I wouldn't leave the shops without filling a duffel bag full of random stuff. This went on for years. I still don't know how I didn't get caught. Also, my friends and I were drinking one night in the streets and I let them all into the gym that I was signed up to at the time. We mucked around on all the equipment for a while and then rolled the yoga balls out the streets and stole them.
Fuck. Sorry, Connor.
This would be bullshit. Once upon a time, I blew up two ATM boxes in town called Nebro in Sweden.
Okay. No, maybe it's true. We do have a lot of criminals who follow us. I hope hope you're okay. I didn't blow anyone up.
So. Well, this has gone on in Brisbane a few times. I can't remember what they used to do, but they used to make homemade bombs and pretty much stick them in the ATMs and blow them to bits.
And did it work?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it happened in Cooperoo and it happened up in
Geelong. Then all the money would be all the damage. Everywhere. Be made, all the notes would be damaged. Can't spend it at the shop. Michael's reading. He's practicing reading.
No, I'm just seeing if this one's any good. Me and my mates had a few drinks and on our way home, we saw a handbag just left on the bench, so we decided to go and sit next to it. As no one came for it, we grabbed it and made a runner. An Indian guy from the shop next to the bench was also eyeing it out and shouted at us, but we had already made it to the end of the street. Once we were close to home and opened up the purse, we found €8, a phone which we dumped, and credit card. So we went on the internet and ended up spending about €1,500. The next day we felt bad and went to the police station and cancelled all the orders and told them what happened.
Wow. That's crazy. Surely the cops would have arrested them.
A fart. Wow. Yeah, I reckon, like, remember that time? Well, we shouldn't talk about it.
Nah, come on, baby.
Remember the taxi driver that left his wallet in the back?
Oh, yeah. And then what, did we spend a bit of money, did we?
We were poor as fuck then.
Yeah, we used to always... There were occasions where I would find a card on the ground, but I would only spend like $80 tops. And I would go... And I'd spend it literally on groceries when we were super poor. And then I would put the card back exactly where I'd found it. So fucking shoot me for stealing someone else's money that they worked hard for. Okay, fucking... Oh, God.
Do you know? That's fair. What do you reckon, mate?
I had no money, cunt. No fucking income, cunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. You're in the right.
I had two, cunt. Survival of the fittest, cunt. All right. Let's All fucking right. finish this shit off. Let's finish this shit off, boys. With a fucking prank call. Matt... Here we go. You have to stay there the whole time for this prank call. I'm going to be talking.
Come on.
I'm going to be talking while the person is talking. Hello, can I...
Hello?
Yes? Hey, can I please place a pickup order, please?
Yes, your name, please.
Can I please have... Oh, sorry, my name is Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah.
Do you need my last name or just my first name? No, just first name. Just what? Yeah, Jeff. And can I, please?
Hello?
I'll just start with a, sorry?
Yep.
I said I'll just start with, sorry. I'll start with a honey chicken, please, medium.
And your contact number?
Sorry, you're after my contact number. Sorry, 0404.
Yes.
296.
296, yes.
138.
296
on the Sorry? Honey chicken. Yeah, sorry. Did you get that one? Honey chicken?
Yeah.
And what sort of entrees do you guys have there? Do you guys have just the standard sort of Chinese entrees?
Yeah.
Like satay chicken skewers or something?
skewers.
I'm sorry, have you got the skewers, the satay? Sorry? Yeah. Have you got the satay chicken skewers?
Yeah.
And this spring rolls as well. You guys got them?
Yes.
Have you got the Sorry?
Like
how many people?
Up,
right? How many people?
Four pieces.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Do you guys have drinks like Coca-Cola or Pepsi? I might just get a Fanta if you guys have it. I just keep talking when I'm talking. It's hard to understand what's happening. So can you just read back that order so far?
Actually,
I'll get a Mongolian. Sorry?
A Mongolian
beef. Yeah, I'll get one of them. I'll also get a rice. Yes. Yeah, rice. Is that what you said? Did you get the drink?
No, not yet.
Okay. So far just one honey chicken, one Mongolian beef, rice, some spring rolls, some pardon? What was that, sorry? I guess I could just get the fried rice, please.
Special rice?
Yeah, I'll get the special rice.
Special, yeah.
Sorry, you talk now and then I'll wait. I'll let you talk now and then I'll talk when you're finished talking. So I'll finish talking now and then you talk after.
Okay.
Okay, and go. So have you got the sweet and sour? Pardon? Have you got the you go now. The sweet and sour pork?
No, not yet.
Okay. You're still, yeah, okay.
Okay, so honey
chicken. Yeah. And then we've got the satay chicken skewers, yep. Then we got the spring rolls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mongolian
beef. Yep.
Special
and the fried rice. Yep. And those Taiwan. Pardon? Sorry, you got. I was just talking then. Sorry, I couldn't hear what you said. So I was just after. Sorry. Did you hear the? Pardon? You hear the last part of the sorry, I just couldn't.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear what I'm
Hello.
Have I called the right place?
The man's in Pacific.
Yeah, that's right.
Behind the
Sorry, control. it's just really hard to understand you at the because we keep sort of talking at the same time. Some sort of it's a delay or something. I don't know.
If you could just talk.
If you could do it to sweet and sour, pardon? If you could do it to blood?
Hello?
If you could... Sorry? If you could read that order... Sorry? If you could read that... If you can read the order, but if you can read it... Sorry? If you can read the... Oh, man.
That was fucking cringe.
You must have loved that.
Oh man.
Poor Chinese.
Was that hard to do?
It just sort of became normal after a while. it just became part of the way we were talking. Please excuse all of the horrible things you've seen and heard today, and just remember that we are human beings, man.
We're on one big rock.
Big floating around a bigger hot rock.
And Gregory.
We're the best. We're the best on this rock. There's no one better than us on this rock. Taken. Put your hands up if you're the best on the rock. There we go. That's
Nobody
all
can see me.
That's all
yeah,
we
but
need.
You still have to do it, dude.
We can see you, man. And the people controlling this simulation are watching everything you say, cunt.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think the theory of...
Batteries.
Yeah, everything. The theory of everything.
What do you think...
It's very important.
Best.
It's an important matter.
It's the best, man. The theory of law of attraction, man. They hear you say it.
Secret?
Yeah, they say, I want a Barbie doll, cunt. I want a Barbie doll. They hear you say it. They give you a Barbie doll.
It's true.
That's why it works. I can't believe you didn't know that. We're the best.
We are.
We're the best. You know what I'm talking about? The theory?